Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Ashley Crest. I'm here today with some members of the Embodying Rhythm Marimba Ensemble, David and Arlen Alderdice, Jeanette Carey, Daniel B., and Dylan Fixmer. This North Fork group is releasing their debut full-length album, Music for Everyday Life, on December 15th. The album features 13 tracks, 10 original compositions by David Alderdice, one original composition by Matt Droboloff, along with the two traditional tunes, one from Zimbabwe and one from South Africa. They will be performing these compositions and more this Saturday, December 15th, at the Paradise Theater in Paonia. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. And I guess I'm going to start with you, David, and Daniel. Can you guys talk about the process of recording this new album? KVNF tried to record a live performance once, and it's a bit tricky because of the size and volume of instruments. What did you learn about the marimbas as you recorded this first CD? Any tricks to producing a marimba album?
Wow. Yay. Thanks so much for having us, Ashley. Mm-hmm. So we ended up, it was last winter, we brought all of our marimbas and all the different drums and percussion instruments and other instruments that we used on the album to Daniel B's studio there in Hotchkiss. And it's a practice of getting a lot of things in a small space and trying to figure out the sonic space as well. Where do we put mics to get the best sound when we can't put a mic on each note? You know, so there's a lot of different things that we went through trying to trial and error. You know, we brought the marimbas over there a couple of times, like, well, let's see, how many mics do we need? And then, well, let's go buy some more equipment so we can put some more mics in it. And so it was a lot of trial and error and just a lot of fun trying to get the right sound. Of course, we learned a lot. I might go ahead and have Daniel talk a little bit about it because we recorded at his studio and he's got a lot more knowledge about some of the process.
Great. Daniel, what's the name of your recording studio?
It doesn't have an official title, but David and Arlen put it as DB Studios, which is similar to the sound business I run. And one of the things we really wanted to do with this recording was capture our live sound. So one of the major focuses was trying to get as much of the instrumentation and sound in one pass as we could. And for the most part, we were able to do that with a lot of the tracks. There were certain things we ended up overdubbing in the later times. But I think we did a pretty good job of capturing our live sound and vibe. Go ahead, David.
We tried to, like Daniel was saying, we tried to really keep it super live. And so we had to overdub a couple things just because of space. We didn't have enough room in the studio to have like a saxophone player come in and play at the same time sometimes, or a whole horn section, or the vocals we just couldn't record at the same time. Or, you know, I went back and did some extra percussion on some stuff or whatever it would be. So that type of thing. But other than that, we really got almost all of it pretty live, which is what we like about the sound of it. And we're an acoustic band, you know, we don't have any electric instruments, so it's all about finding a nice live acoustic warm tone.
Yeah, nice. Well, gosh, well done. It's exciting that you guys did it. 13 tracks in all. So the marimba performance this Saturday will be part of the World Music in Paradise concert series at the theater here in Paonia. Can you tell us more about this series this year? You're the producer of the series, David. What did you bring to town so far, and what do we have coming up?
This is the third concert on the World Music in Paradise concert series this year. And at first, in September, we brought the Tunis Makar Gamelan Ensemble or the Gamelan Orchestra, and they went and we did a bunch of school outreach stuff. We had a lot of kids come to the theater for that. And then the next one we had Goran Ivanovic and Farid Hauk, and the two amazing guitar players that have traveled the world as far as guitar goes, two of my favorite guitar players. And we had them go to Paonia Elementary and work with some kids as well. This is the third concert, which is the Embodying Rhythm Marimba Ensemble. And then the fourth concert will be the Breaking Winds Bassoon Quartet, which is four fun female bassoon players that are going to come. And rock out here. The concert is going to be on the 12th of January. It's a Saturday night at the Paradise Theater. And we have them going to some of the different schools, doing six different outreaches with the music students and the full student bodies at a lot of the schools.
Awesome. Bassoons. That's intriguing. Well, that's cool. Always an element of music education, as you just mentioned in that series. And it seems like they, those musicians are able to get out into the schools. What I know, Arlen, you can speak a little bit about this, and you too, Jeanette. What was the first world music you were exposed to as a kid, and what did you think of it?
Well, I also grew up kind of in a rural area, and actually I don't recall having the amazing musicians come and perform at the schools like David's been able to bring here. My first experience was me seeking it out in college, and I remember a Ghanaian group coming and teaching some African drumming, and I was really inspired by that, and so I taught with that group as well, and they came and worked with my students, and to see them work with kids was really exciting. And so David and the theater just bring so much to the community and these students. I'm always impressed the quality and caliber of musicians that David's able to bring, and then the outreach, and just students don't get the cultural diversity that they might in a city. And so it's really amazing to see the students' reactions to different sounds of gamelan instruments. It's something that they've never heard before, and I'm excited to see their response to the bassoon quartet.
I bet. Arlen?
Yes, so the marimba ensemble, the marimba project, has always had an element of education to it. And one of the things when I very first started playing marimba was like, wow, this is neat to listen to, but really, it's so much fun to play. So we are going to leave the marimbas set up after our concert, and on Sunday morning, the 16th, we'll have a marimba workshop with David, and you get to experience the sounds of the instruments and get to play and just have fun experiencing this music from firsthand with you being the musician.
Yeah, we have so much fun playing this music. We almost feel selfish not offering a chance for others to come play. So that's why we're doing a workshop on Sunday at 10, the day after the concert this weekend.
Great. All right. And Dylan, I wanted to ask you a question. I know you're a music teacher also. Have you ever traveled to a place entirely because of the music created there? Or is there a place you would like to visit because of the music they are famous for?
Yeah, I mean, there's countless places that I will never be able to travel to that are really important in terms of their musical gift. But one place in particular that I was able to go, I was in Spain a couple of summers ago, and, you know, my fiance and I were looking at, well, where can we go in Spain? And I was like, well, we need to go to Galicia. And she's like, well, why do we need to go there? I was like, well, because of the music. And I've studied a lot of Celtic music and Irish music in particular, but the Celtic tradition in Galicia is very strong. And so we were in Spain. I was like, can we please go to Galicia? I need to go and hear the music. She was like, okay. And so we spent a day just wandering around in Galicia, just listening to these street musicians and stuff. And me just like standing in front of like pipers and drummers and all these people. And, you know, Megan's kind of off like, oh yeah, this is nice. But I just would like stare at these people for a long time. And I think that's kind of how I absorb music. I just like stare at people, which is really awkward for musicians. Like they kind of stare back at me for like I'm busking here. Why are you just staring at me? But I think for me, like traveling and hearing different kinds of music is like really, it's how I learn new things. It's how a lot of people learn new things, I guess. But I mean, certainly travel to me to hear music is one thing, but just traveling in general also brings out music. I mean, it's why I live out here, to like walk around in nature and just hear music that is just inherently in the outdoors, I guess.
Nice.
One of my reasons for doing the world music thing is because I'm so in love with living in this valley. And as much as I love traveling, I don't want to have to travel to hear all these great musicians and to get a bunch of world musicians to come through, hence the World Music Project here and the World Music Ensemble, to the World Music in Paradise concert series and bringing people through to the schools and stuff. So why not bring musicians from all around the world here rather than go travel and see them sometimes?
So great. Thank you for doing that for all of us. So Marimba Ensemble includes a lot of compositions from Africa. What does some of this music teach you about the culture of the places it comes from?
So the music is all about a feeling. So we get to feel a lot of the same feelings that people in other cultures live. There's no boundaries with the feeling that music brings. So for me, it's has a lot to do with that. And especially with the African music, there's something about it being participatory. African music isn't like Western music in a certain way, like classical music, where there's people on stage all the time, and then there's an audience, and then they clap, and it's a different give and take energy. Everyone is dancing or singing or clapping along or playing, and it's just participatory, and that it's so much fun. And even the aspect of a participatory listener, active listening, even if you're not wanting to dance or wanting to move or wanting to participate in the actual making of music, there is this active engagement that music brings. And in a lot of the cultures from around the world, music isn't it's a pastime. It's something you do to after dinner on the porch, you know, or while you're creating work. There's work songs. There's all kinds of ways that that music is involved in everyday life. Hence the name of this album is Music for Everyday Life. Mm. And there's something about that aspect of, yeah, this is music to drive to, music to wash the dishes to, music to just breathe to, music to be alive to, music to dance to. Whatever it is that you do, music is there with us.
Well, we're going to hear a couple cuts off your new album. One track we're going to hear is called And It Was You. Do you want to say anything about that track?
So And It Was You was, it's an original tune that we have in this group, and it's a samba tune. What I did was take a bunch of the samba rhythms that I've studied and put them on marimbas, and then we put a melody and a chant on top of that. So I'm a big fan. I was born in New Orleans, so like I love the Mardi Gras Indian and the second line stuff from down there. And then that took me over to the samba stuff, which took me over to the Balkan parade stuff. So I'm just I'm a parade junkie. Like I love parades, you know. So really, this is our version of a North Fork samba.
Awesome.
Oh,
In addition to the family of wooden marimbas you have the sounds of mandolin, trumpet, melodica, I don't know if I said that right, flute, drum set, percussion, cajon, steel pan, glockenspiel, bass clarinet, didgeridoo, saxophones, trombone, voice, and other percussion have been added into this CD and this new performance you're doing. Do you ever say no to an instrument? and is there any instrument you just don't like the sound of it?
You know, my modus operandi is to not say no, especially to an instrument, you know?
Clearly.
At the same time, we are an acoustic band and we're pretty adamant about that. We don't want to bring electronics into it at the moment. Not saying that we'd say no if we were asked, but at the moment.
Dylan, are you going to weigh in on that?
The only instrument I'm going to say no to is the uzinbo, but if
the what?
it's more of a joke than anything.
Okay.
It's a percussion instrument from the Czechoslovakia, I think. But what I love about this band is the fact that we use so many instruments and we bring so many timbres in and acoustically try and make these soundscapes that sound at some points like... Just taking clips of the album out of context and listening to them, it's like there's no possible way that could have been created with acoustic instruments. It's very cool to see how much variation we can get in timbres with acoustic instruments. And having played with a lot of like electronic instruments, and I teach my kids about electronic instruments, it's kind of refreshing to stay out of there and stretch the creativity without using electronics.
Cool.
About a year or two ago, I was playing a concert and I rearranged a piece for the melodica that was supposed to be on glockenspiel. And I talked really bad about the glockenspiel. Like, oh, I don't want you guys to have to listen to glockenspiel. So I put it on melodica. And then literally a week later, I ended up writing an original song that ended up on this album with glockenspiel.
Well,
and I don't know why or how. Maybe I just like the glockenspiel was like, hey, come on. You know, we're
don't diss us, man. How about you, Jeanette? Was there anything you wouldn't want to have in the group, instrumentally speaking?
No. I mean, part of the reason I love this group is because it challenges me musically. And being a music teacher, I try to get better at various instruments each year. And then, you know, Dylan's like, well, I'll play bass clarinet. And I'm like, well, I want to play a reed instrument. So my new reed instrument to get better at is saxophone. And so it you know, it's pushing, the group pushes me to get better at the instruments I teach. And in terms of saying no, it's all yes, as long as I can find the time to practice.
So. Nice. Anyone else? Daniel B. Oh, Arlen.
I remember making a joke after one concert of like, well, we're all going to have to pick up more instruments. And and Matt Dobroloff said, well, I'm a percussionist. And I only want to play something with sticks. So he immediately went and got a steel pan so that
I don't even know if that was on the list, but it is.
So that he wouldn't have to pick up a reed instrument. And so, which is amazing. It's so glad to have that in the mix. And we immediately put it to use.
Great.
And Arlen started the clarinet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that instrument. How about you, Daniel B?
No, I don't think there's any instruments I would say no to. I'm with everybody here. the different configurations of instrumentation we have is part of what makes it so fun, and it really does give us a chance to have different sounds with different songs, especially because we're kind of locked in melodically with the marimbas. We're limited to certain keys, but we do everything we can to get creative with time signatures and different instruments to make a lot of wonderful sounds. Earlier I wanted to mention, when Jeanette was speaking, she has an instrument that we'll be playing at this weekend, and we've recently replaced a trombone line with, I believe, a marching baritone, which I'd never even seen before. She brought it out, and I think it's a great instrument, so come on out and see what it is for yourself.
There you go.
And besides just the diversity of instruments in this project, the diversity of styles that we can play is limitless. Whatever we want to do, we can make happen. So like at this concert this weekend, we'll be playing a little bit of classic rock. We'll be playing, you know, a fair amount of traditional tunes from all around the world, South America, Europe, Africa. We'll be playing we'll play an 80s pop tune. We're going to play a bunch of originals, and, you know, just so it's just all across the board what we can do. I also do want to say, besides the five of us, Matthew DeBroloff, Rebecca DeBroloff, and Jen Sanborn make up the rest of the band who couldn't be here today.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for introducing them. I appreciate that. Well, I've been speaking with David and Arlen Alderdice, Jeanette Carey, Daniel B., and Dylan Fixmer from the Embodying Rhythm Marimba Ensemble. They are releasing their very first CD this Saturday, December 15th. You can get a copy of it at their CD release party at the Paradise Theater. If you're not able to make the CD release party concert, you can find out about getting a copy at embodyingrhythm.com. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll go out with the song titled Days 4 and 5 from the Embodying Rhythm Marimba Ensemble. Thanks for listening to Talkin' Music. I'm Ashley Crest.